When you think of Amazon women, you might think of Xena, the warrior princess, from the popular television series. Astride her horse and sword in hand, Xena and her adventures in battle evoke the legendary Amazon race of Homeric times, ancient women warriors who were devoted to the thrill of the hunt and the arts of war.
With Xena, here clearly is supposed to be this very powerful woman who does these amazing feats, but she's not a muscular female. She's able to carry out these sort of movie magic feats of strength and so forth, but you would never believe it in real life because she doesn't look a smidgen as if she could actually do any of those things.
Lori Firestein is the creator and co-curator of the exhibition Picturing the Modern Amazon at the New Museum of Contemporary Art. The public isn't invited to flirt with visions of doe-eyed Kate Moss-type waifs in these paintings, photos, or comics. Instead, the museum elbows aside even the fantasy strong woman like Xena and offers up heaving, grunting, bench-pressing Amazons already in our midst, women bodybuilders.
I've always been fascinated by the cosmetic benefits of bodybuilding. What can you make the body look like? You know, as opposed to what can you make the body do? Can we make the biceps bigger? Can we make the waist smaller? Can we make the butt rounder? And in female bodybuilding, it's magnified over the men.
Ken Moody is the owner and vice president of Revolution Studios, which is a popular downtown gym. Here, Ken presides over the sculpting of muscle every day. Because he once competed as a bodybuilder and has been a physical trainer for many years, he was intrigued by the new museum's idea of the modern Amazon.
I do know that when I told female clients about the fact that I was going to see this, every single one of them made some negative comment, you know, from ew to I don't understand why somebody would want to do that to their body.
One more by yourself. Come on.
The modern Amazon is not just hanging on the wall in the museum. There's a screening of the 1985 documentary Pumping Iron 2, The Women, by George Butler. It's a sequel to an earlier film that introduced us to a young Mr. Olympia contestant named Arnold Schwarzenegger. Pumping Iron 2 demonstrates the rigors and aesthetic of the women's sport, the agony and the adrenaline high of the training. Beyond conquering weights at the gym and the competition platform, there haven't been many outlets for the bodybuilders to show off how they've shaped their bodies. So, besides the glossy muscle magazine photos and the tapes of past contests, the new museum invites the public to experience the women themselves, not as athletes, but as moving sculpture. In what's billed as physique performance, a live presentation featured more than a dozen international bodybuilders, ranging in age from 22 to 57.
Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly.
They were told they could express themselves in any way. They created other kinds of performances. They wouldn't be able to do that at a bodybuilding contest, what they did there.
Like fashion models posturing on the catwalk, contest posing was the basis of the routines. But in this arena, pink spaghetti straps hang off arms that curl 185-pound barbells.
So I just pretty much go with the flow. I usually don't even make up my routines when I go to competitions. I just have to find the right song and just feel it and go out there.
Heather Foster, a New York bodybuilder, appeared decked out in a black mesh bodysuit that strained to contain her solid, well-oiled thighs. She swiveled her hips seductively while rotating her shoulders to show off her chiseled triceps.
Very long painted fingernails, lots of, you know, makeup or big hair or costumes that are very sexual or very feminine, perhaps. It's their way of trying to overstate what they feel is missed, and that is that they are women.
I think that they feel very feminine in their muscularity, and that's what they're celebrating.
Hope Clark is a dancer and choreographer who directed the Muscle Women performance. Would a former member of the Elizabeth Streb Ballet Company find eloquence in the gravity and size of the bodybuilder? How would it compare to the leaping grand jetés of something like Swan Lake?
You know, bodybuilders have a style of movement. Their grace is, you know, in the shape and the weight of their movement and the finish of their hands and the pose. And they've got a dynamic that they do with their pose that really pumps it out. They're their own dancers.
These bodies could stand there without moving a muscle, and they would still be what they are. Some dancer might stand in front of you, and you wouldn't know she was a dancer until she starts to move. The primacy of the creation is the flesh itself.
Physical trainer Ken Moody.
It is sort of performance art. Definitely a functional art, you know, because you have to show abs, you have to show hamstrings, you have to show calves. So this really functional sort of art, but glorious and beautiful in its own right.
There's a myriad of muscles, each moving in different directions, each creating their own terrain. For example, if you lift your shoulders up, your upper trap muscles will suddenly get high. So a lot of women will start this way and they'll hit a lat spread or a back double bicep so that all of the muscles are displayed. So the muscles themselves are almost in dance.
A lot of them are strong, powerful poses where they just come right at you. And then you can make variations of the same pose. And if you just turn your finger or flip your wrist a certain way, it looks regal, it looks sexy. It's the contrast between the strength of the muscle and the sensuality of the hand. I feel like I'm very sexy. And so I wanted to kind of put the two together, the muscularity, the hardness, the bigness, and then the softness of the gesture and the femininity of the flow and transition.
It comes back to what we say is the inference of this body, the metaphor for empowerment. And so the form and flesh becomes a metaphor for something else. And I think that all women can derive from that metaphor something that is within themselves.
It may not be that female bodybuilders' physiques are beautiful or attractive to everyone, but for the artists at the Modern Amazon exhibit, it's an alternative ideal, another shape worthy of exploring in visual and performance art. For WNYC, I'm Jocelyn Gonzalez.